Okay, good morning to each of you. It is so good to see each of you out on a Saturday morning. And from my observation, it appears to me like you are pleased to be here. There is no, there's smiles on faces, and I'm encouraged with that. I really am. It's quite typical to see the response of you all the way you do. You all gravitate pretty close to the coffee out the back, and the front tables here are empty. So if any of you would like a better observation and would like to move forward, we sure would invite that if you would care to. So a few things that we are going to try with our best attempt to be punctual today. And so I would, I'll be lately a little bit of a thorn in your side and keep poking you on throughout the day. But I'm glad that you made it and make this day a successful day for the Lord. There's bathrooms. There's bathrooms throughout these double doors out the back in the hall. And there's coffee out the back. And so I invite you all to join in and relax and absorb. The verse of in the scriptures that came to my mind over the last few days as I was pondering an event like this, and then also in the passing of my dad yesterday, and when we think about how fragile life is, and yet how responsible we are in caring what God has provided for us. The verse came to my mind that in Psalm 24, it says in verse 1, "The earth is the Lord's, and all the fullness, and the world and those who dwell therein." That is all-encompassing. It is amazing to me in those few words how far-reaching and how involved that is. So when I look at this audience here this morning, and I look at and I ponder upon your life, I don't know what that all is or was and what you all have encountered, but I would wonder, when you think about the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, and then here on, and then, on, you know, and those that dwell therein. So I look at the world and I just have this image in my mind of Google Maps, okay? And so yesterday as I was traveling home from Ohio, you know, you use Google Maps to kind of see how the traveling is going, and you see the green line, and yeah, that looks good. We can motor on. And then there's that amber, that, oh, there's a slowdown. And then there's that red that shows that traffic has stopped and there's challenges ahead. And I like to wonder a bit about your life. When you think about the businesses that are represented here and the people that are represented here and the helps that are represented here, how does your journey look if you would use that color code in your life? Is it always green? When, if we would retrack your journey in life, has your journey always been green and everything was going precisely with no hindrances? Or is there something in your life, times in your life where it's amber? Things are slowing down a bit. Whether being passive, whether being indifferent, whether it's being dishonoring, whatever it may be. Or is it red? Have there been areas in your journey where it has been red, where you basically lived a life of selfish ambitions and the business that you are involved in, the people that you're involved in. It's all about earthly matters and nothing about God. And I would like for us to consider there is a map that is being spelled out. And I trust and I believe with all my heart here this morning that many, and if not all, have experienced all three color codes in our experience in life. But I would like for us to consider and think that this time here today, I hope it can be a means whereby we can be encouraged to acknowledge that whatever we are involved in and whatever we are vested with and whatever we are responsible for, it is God's. And it is for His glory. And I hope this day can be an inspiration to revive from whether it's coded red or coded yellow. I hope this can be a day where it can bring it back to green and where it can bring us to a place of helping others, whatever, if that would be the case, or building whatever you are building here on earth for the glory of God. So again, the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, and the world and those who dwell therein. And I want to acknowledge and recognize I didn't have a perfect dad, but I had a dad that passed on a legacy of a fulfilled life with purpose in acknowledging God, the Creator. And I'm so thankful for that. And so may this day be a day that we can encourage one another and be instructed in a way that can bring to life within our hearts that what we are involved in and engaged in is for the honor and the glory of the Lord. And it is His. It takes a lot of pressure off of us when we bring that to reality. So thank you again for being here. Why don't we all stand together for a time of prayer? Let's stand. Mighty God, we all stand here this morning in your holy presence. We are so thankful that that veil was rent in twain, and that through it that we can come into your holy presence and stand before you in awe that you are sovereign, you are holy, and you are the possessor of this entire world. And Lord, you are the creator of each one of us that are standing here before you. And we invite you this day to be present here and empower each of the speakers with wisdom and words from you, Lord. Endow them with your grace, enable them, give them clarity of thought, and may your teaching come forth this day to encourage our hearts to bring glory and honor back to you. So we invite you here today. So bless our time and keep us in your care this day through Christ. Amen. You may be seated. I would like for, just before Joel comes up here, in your books, towards the back, there is a question page, and it is perforated, which means that you can take it out of the book, and we really will rely on you and your questions throughout the day to accumulate those questions then at the end of the day for the panel discussion. And then there's also more on the table for you to be able to put your questions down. And we sure invite that. And I will be reminding you of that throughout the day. So follow along with the manual that you have in front of you. And the questions are one of the last pages. And so we invite that. So no further ado, I would invite Joel Martin up front here, wherever you are. And he comes to us from New Holland, Pennsylvania. And if you look at his bio in the book, he's a busy individual, but I do believe that he is honoring the Lord in his calling where he is. And so we're grateful that Joel can be here today and share with us in how do we begin to help someone. So I'd like to just pray for him and bless him with that. Let's pray. God and Father, I pray that you would bless Joel with words, mm-hmm. anoint him with wisdom, encourage him by your Spirit, and enable him. Mm-hmm. So we entrust him to you and bless him as he brings us the word. Through Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Lord bless you.
Thank you.